You got class. 444, Peaches and Herb, up next. Blondie, Heart of Glass, 452, Chuck Carson, and there'll be an informal meeting, an information meeting on the upcoming special bond election in Peshaston-Dryden School District on Thursday at 8 o'clock in the Peshaston-Dryden School Cafeteria. You're invited to attend. Well, public is. It's 27 degrees Celsius, heading for a low tonight of 4 and high tomorrow of 28.
Are you going to buy a new car this month? Thousands of people in the Northwest will. And if you're like most, you've made yourself a promise. You're going to buy an economy car.
The Meeker Shows. They continue to make Apple Blossom a great time. Just follow the crowds to Worthen Street.
454 with Chuck Carson on KW3. Here's Johnny Rivers, the song that reminds me of sitting around the Greyhound bus depot. Ashes and Sand. Looking over the old ashtray.
These feelings have been building up around us for a long time. I remember days when your true loving ways flowed through my life just like sweet wine. Maybe you've been acting strange. You feel you need a change. And there's nothing I can do to make you stay. So if you must say goodbye, girl, this is as good a time as any for me to cry. How can they say somehow it all works out for the good? Life can be so cruel, you feel just like a fool, and you know you should. What happened to our dreams? All our well-laid schemes, we just let them slip right on through our hands. And all that's left of the fire's gone is just some ashes and a little bit of sand. So naive to think it could be sunshine all the way. Look out, here comes a rainy day. You know I'll always love you deep down inside. And girl, I know you never lied to me. Just if they try. To our dreams, our well-laid schemes, we just let them slip right on through our hands. All that's left when the fire's gone is just some ashes and a little bit of sand.
Yeah.
Ashes and Sand, the old fogey stogie. 458 KW3. Isaac Hayes, theme from Chef. With the Barry White Love Unlimited Orchestra on KW3. KW3 is KWWW Wenatchee. The news is next.
The National Cancer Institute finds a link between cancer and a drug used to control high blood pressure. Mark Smith reports.
A study conducted by the National Cancer Institute indicates the drug reserpine, commonly used to treat high blood pressure, may cause cancer in animals.
And that's the news from the Associated Press Radio Network. I'm Nora Wolf.
Governor Dixie Lee Ray has canceled an appearance scheduled tonight at a convention of the National Guard Association of Washington. Ray was advised that there might be problems because the motel's employees are non-union. She didn't say what type of problems she wanted to avoid. The governor's assistant, press secretary Ann Peterson, said last night she suspects a picket line could be present. I'm Chuck Carson. This is KW3's News of Wenatchee in the West at 5:05. Current city temperature 28 Celsius. Governor Dixie Lee Ray has signed bills to revise livestock marketing license fees and to increase a ceiling on wheat grower marketing assessments. The wheat assessment measure would let wheat growers assess themselves up to 3% of the value of each bushel sold. The money would be used to conduct marketing and research. Growers now pay 0.25% per bushel for marketing and research. The bills will become law 90 days after the special legislative session adjourns. Coming up on KW3, local deputy suspended. After this, from Central Washington Water.
As the mercury climbs towards the hot days of summer, visions of splashing around in your backyard pool appear in your mind. Central Washington Water can help you get your pool in shape for summer's fun. They have a complete selection of pool supplies. Everything from water conditioners, chlorine, water purity test kits, and pH balance products to pool accessories. Central Washington Water has an attractive poolside furniture for those pool parties that you'll want to have, plus pool toys and games that'll make your pool an exciting place to be this summer. For your swimming pool needs, see the experts. Central Washington Water, 514 South Wenatchee Avenue.
A 7-year veteran of the Douglas County Sheriff's Department has been suspended after he lost two prisoners the same day in separate incidents at Wenatchee Valley Clinic. Sheriff Bill Williams says he is considering taking civil service action against Deputy Ed Grand, who is assigned to the Waterville detachments. Both incidents occurred while the prisoners were being taken to the clinic for treatment. One prisoner was apprehended yesterday and the other this morning. Senator Warren Magnuson says he'll head a Senate Commerce Committee hearing May 16th to gather information on Washington State salmon and steelhead runs. A bill allowing local gasoline tax increase to help finance a high-level West Seattle bridge is on its way to Governor Dixie Lee Ray's desk. The Washington Senate, in its first Saturday meeting of the legislative session, voted to allow a 2-cent city motor fuel tax to raise a total of $25 million in Olympia. Today's session also saw a brief Pakistan brush over delays in handling redistricting legislation. A Pentagon official says a declining enlistment of Army and National Guard reservists is turning around. John Brickenhoff, a special assistant in reserve affairs, says military reserve strength nationally is about 80% of authorization and is increasing. He reports the Army expects to meet full authorization of 660,000 members by fiscal year 1980. An Irish peace worker says violence in Northern Ireland has somewhat subsided, but he and others want a complete return to normal living conditions. Born in Northern Ireland 60 years ago, Dennis Barrett said in a recent Seattle visit that he has worked for peace in his homeland for most of his life. Barrett says one goal of peace workers is to make it tougher for extremists to operate and find cover. He reports Northern Ireland's problems usually are described as conflicts between ruling Protestants and minority Catholics, but the unrest is more than just a religious effort. He says cultural differences are great. A 25-year-old Everett woman discovered there are limits to how hard you can shake your booty at a disco early this morning. The dancers apparently took the advice. of a popular disco song a little too seriously and ended up shaking her knee out of joint shortly after midnight. Everett Fire Department aide crewman Bill Sieg says when the crew got there, the woman still was lying on the dance floor there with a dislocated knee. KW3 News Time is 5:10. Rhodesia. President Carter has described the voting last week in Rhodesia as a step in the right direction, but Jimmy refused further comment on the election, saying that he'll have to wait until the administration's study on the voting procedures is completed. Dentist bills. The nation's dentists have been freed from remaining American Dental Association ethical restrictions on advertising. Federal officials expect the move to lead to lower dental bills. Warning, the National Cancer Institute has warned people taking the drug Respirin not to discontinue its use, to continue the use of Respirin because of a report today. NCI scientists reportedly found that the anti-high blood pressure drug causes cancer in animals. Death. Funeral services were held today in Terre Haute, Indiana, for Marvell Bayh, the wife of Senator Birch Bayh. Mrs. Bayh died Tuesday in Maryland after an eight-year battle with cancer. Wenatchee environment. Fair and warm through Monday with sunshine tomorrow afternoon. Low tonight near 4 Celsius. High tomorrow 28. Right now it's 28 degrees, current city temperature. The KW3 Special Sports Line is up next. Brought to you by Alpine Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi.
All the day baseball games are over in the American League first up. The Oakland A's defeated Baltimore 8-5. That's the first loss in 10 games for the Birds from Baltimore. Score today in Oakland 8-5. Nonetheless, Baltimore had 16 hits, Oakland 6. Home runs, Rich Dower is second. In the eighth inning, nobody on. Jeff Newman for the A's, his first. Winning pitcher Jim Todd goes to 2-1. The loser, Scott McGregor, drops to 0-1.
Alpine Volkswagen, Porsche Audi, 603 Mission Street, Wenatchee. In college baseball today, Pacific 10 Northern Division, Washington State defeated Oregon 3-0. Washington State victorious this afternoon. I'm Chuck Carson, KW3 News of Wenatchee in the West. Now from Wenatchee at 5:15, it's the Village People. One, two. They want you. They want you, Mr. Hawkeye Blues.
They want you as a new recruit. If you like it, bitch, don't wait to enter the recruiting office. Don't you hesitate, there is no need to wait. Sign you up and see me back.
KW3, custom air check. For Rainier Brewery. This is Afternoon Drive and Chuck Carson, 2 until 6 p.m. KW3 custom air check for Rainier Brewery. This is Afternoon Drive, 2 until 6 o'clock, Chuck Carson. It is now 5:15.
People in the Navy, listen, get your hands off of me. I've already attended my reserve meeting this morning. Yes, I was there. 5:16 with Chuck Carson.
This is KW3, KWWW Wenatchee, the music station.
¶¶